91-335-831. 91-335-831. Grupo Vaughan. Más de 40 años encontrando soluciones. In Company. Vaughan Radio English O'Clock con Julia.
O'clock. My name is Julia, and here with me in the studio are Jessica and Pedro and Lydia and Renata and Kutsi. How are you guys?
Fine.
Thank you.
Fine, thank you.
All together. Fine, thank you. And you.
And you.
That must be the one sentence every single Spanish speaker, no matter how old they know. I'm fine, thank you. And you? That's it. All right. I'm good. Thank you. Thank you. We are going to take a look at the following Twitter question. See, I couldn't post it before because every time, well, not every day, but a lot of times, Jessica is kind enough to feed us. So she brings us yogurt or bread, which she makes. It's homemade stuff, you know? And so she brought four tubs of yogurt, but then Pedro came and he didn't get one. So now
next
he's
time.
All huffy and puffy saying, "Come chivo y luego no me traes yogurt." All right. So the Twitter question is, I won't go to the cinema tonight. And you? I won't go to the cinema tonight. And you? I'm launching it. It's out there at English_clock, and you can give it a try and see what you come up with. We're going to talk about it with Pedro at the end of the show because he has problems with that. All right. Question mix number 189. By the way, this is show 300. Ooh. Happy show-iversary. I guess. Yeah, number 300. All right, so question makes number 187. Ask me if there were any clowns at my house yesterday. Kutsi.
Were there any clowns?
Were there.
Were there?
No, you're saying war. War is guerra. And I want you to say were.
Were.
Uh-huh.
Were there any clowns at your house yesterday?
No. No clowns. No clowns. Do you know anybody who writes poetry, Jessica?
Yes, I do.
Very good. How long does it take for a cut to heal? Lydia?
A cut to heal?
Yeah. How long does it take for a cut, not for a cat, for a cut to heal?
It takes 1 second.
For a cut to heal. So we are like presenting Superwoman here. Or Terminator. Renata, how long does it take for a cut to heal?
About a week.
Very good. Give me the full sentence.
It takes about a week to heal.
For a cut?
For a cut to heal.
For a cut.
For a cut.
Very good. What do you think that means, Lydia?
Claro, yo. I thought it was cut, whatever. An object.
And that would still heal in 1 minute. So I cut my hair and then it magically grows back.
Like one cut. One cut.
One cut.
Only one cut. But I think it's talar el bosque entero.
La colina entera.
No, to heal is sanar.
Curar.
Sanar. To heal no es colina.
No,
heal.
Heal. Pero...
One thing is eso se vuelve cada día más surrealista.
Y sanar.
To cut the hair.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. So to cut es cortar, right?
Sí.
And to heal es sanar. So how long does it take for a cut to heal is literally cuánto tarda en curarse un corte? Nothing to do with colinas o talar el bosque entero. Just for a simple cut. Un corte.
Ahora entiendo lo de ET.
Bueno, bueno, lo dicho más surrealista. ¿Qué de ET?
Jessica.
I said like ET.
All right, moving on. So yeah, more or less, it takes more or less about a week for a cut to heal. Very good. Para que se cure una herida. Very good. Were you able to visit many countries when you were little? That's a repeat question. And it goes for Pedro again.
No, I wasn't.
Very good. When was the last time you had a song stuck in your head? Renata.
Today in the morning was the last time I got
this morning.
This morning was the last time I got a song stuck in my head.
Which one? Baby Shark.
No.
You're welcome. You are welcome.
No. I
Mommy
have that song
shark
every day on the Instagram.
Yeah, I would question your friends on Instagram in that case. Which song was it?
Jet Plane.
Okay. All right. Nice song. Now, I don't know if I've ever told you about this, but there is a German word that describes the feeling that you have, or the fact that you have a song stuck in your head.
You told us, but I can remember the name.
Ah, boo. Earworm. It's earworm. Literally ear. Well, it's called Ohrwurm. Yeah. Ohrwurm in German. Ohr is ear, and Wurm is worm. So it's an earworm, because the song kind of goes through your ear into your brain, and then, And then there's one cure to get rid of that Ohrwurm or earworm, which is to actually listen to the whole song. Yep. So your brain gives the song closure and you don't have it stuck in your head. So after class, we're collectively going to listen to Baby Shark. All right. I won't go on holiday this month. And you?
Me neither. Neither will I.
Very good. Are you going to go somewhere over Easter, Jessica?
I don't know yet, but probably yes.
Very good. Ask me if I dusted yesterday. As if I dusted yesterday. Ahora, la fiada.
I got it at the beginning, but I don't know the real meaning of dusted.
Lydia, what is to dust? What is dust?
Polvo.
Las
botas de polvo. To dust, just the same as water is agua, to water is regar, dust is polvo, and to dust is...
There are too many dusts in this program in the last
days.
There's
too much
dust. Too much dust.
Yes.
Volviendo al tema. So ask me if I dusted yesterday.
Okay. Did you dust yesterday?
Good. As a matter of fact, no. I did not dust yesterday. I'm going to have to dust this weekend.
Homework for the weekend. Okay.
Me too.
Ay, cómo se nos van las manos. Have you ever had cranberry juice, Renata?
I ever had what?
Have you ever had cranberry juice?
Yes, I had.
Have you ever had cranberry juice?
Yes, I have.
Yes, I have.
Yes, I have.
Very good. Yes, I have. Or if you say something beyond yes, I have, it has to be yes, I have had cranberry juice. What is cranberry juice?
Esto, zumo de arándanos.
De arándanos. Very good. Muy bueno para la cistitis. That being said, how often do you drink natural juices?
I drink natural juices every day.
Every day. Very good. How far is it from Madrid to San Sebastian, more or less? Lydia.
It takes...
No, how far is it?
It's...
about?
500 kilometers, more or less.
From
Madrid to San Sebastian.
Very good, yeah. 452 kilometers. Very good. Where in relation to Madrid is San Sebastian?
San Sebastian is... at the north, in the north of, no, is north to Madrid. Is No, no lo sé.
Jessica, help him.
San Sebastián is north Madrid.
Oh, Quincy, help them.
It's north of Madrid.
Yes, it's north of Madrid. Bueno, ya sé lo que vamos a hacer el lunes. Where in relation to Madrid is San Sebastián? San Sebastián is north of Madrid. Está al norte, it's north of Madrid. If you say in the north, it means San Sebastián is inside Madrid. If you talk about San Sebastián de los Reyes, it's true. But we're not talking about San Sebastián de los Reyes. But what?
No, no, okay.
No, no, you tell me. Go ahead.
If you are talking about the region of Madrid or
the city of Madrid. The city of Madrid,
San
exactly.
Sebastián isn't in the north of Madrid.
San Sebastián de los Reyes.
Is out of the city of Madrid.
Pero la comunidad también.
No, okay.
Well, I'm not specifying Madrid downtown or Madrid community.
No, but
I'm
not
just saying Madrid.
Just to be clear, is because it's close to the city of Madrid or because we were talking about
inside the community of Madrid.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, if it's not inside the community of Madrid, you cannot use in.
Okay.
Because if it's not in, it's not in. Okay, which happens to San Sebastián, the city of San Sebastián. It's outside, it's far away from Madrid. So you would say it's north of Madrid.
Okay.
But you can say Vallecas is in the south of Madrid because Vallecas is inside Madrid. Where there is an in, there is an in. All right. Is checking your phone more social than talking, Renata?
No.
No. No. Well, at least that's clear. All right. So, not, no?
Can you repeat again?
Yes, I can. Is checking your phone more social than talking?
No. Checking my phone isn't more social than talking.
Very good. So talking...
talking is...
Yes.
More social than checking your phone.
Very good. So checking your phone...
Checking your phone is less social than talking.
Very good. So talking...
Talking is... Isn't as unsocial as checking your phone.
Very good. And checking your phone?
Checking your phone isn't as social as talking.
Very good. All right.
Could you say as little social and as much social?
No.
No, no.
No. As social or as unsocial?
As social.
Yeah. Ask me if I want you to do your homework.
Sorry?
Ask me if I want you to do your homework.
You won't?
Do
no.
you?
Do you want me to do my homework?
Yes, I do. Very good. Jenny went to Liverpool on the 6th. Today is the 10th and she's still there. So?
She has been there for 4 days.
Yes.
She has been there since the 6th.
Very good. Do you allow your friends to call you in the middle of the night? What am I asking you?
You're asking me if I allow my friends.
Do you allow your friends to call you in the middle of the night?
You're asking me if I allow my friends. If I allow my friends to call me in the middle of the night.
Very good. Give me that sentence, but with let.
You're asking me, or the question?
No.
You're asking me if I let my friends call me in the middle of the night.
Very good. And your answer is?
No, I don't.
Very good. Ask me politely to open the door.
Can you open the door, please?
Very good. All right. Have you ever been able to go a week without sleeping?
No, I haven't.
Very good. Would you like to eat out every single day?
No, I wouldn't.
Very good. How long does it take to separate the laundry?
It takes me...
in general.
It takes 2 minutes or 3 minutes to separate the laundry.
Very good. Ask me if I could catch up on sleep last weekend.
Could you catch up on sleep last weekend?
What is she asking me?
She's asking you if you were able or if you...
Repeat.
Could you catch up on sleep last weekend?
Mm-hmm.
If you could catch up on sleep last weekend.
Very good. So what does she want to know?
She wants to know if you could catch up.
Yeah.
Catch up.
Yeah. Like mayonnaise.
If you can catch up last weekend.
On sleep?
On sleep last weekend.
Yes, very good. ¿Qué es lo que quiere saber ella? En español.
Pues, si podrías ponerte ketchup mientras dormías. Catch up on sleep.
To catch up on something is ponerte al día con algo. To catch up on. to catch. I catch up on work. Vale, now I have a little bit more free time, so I can catch up on.
Claro, si solo
on my desk, for example.
Last day, ¿no?
¿Eh?
El otro día lo vimos.
Amiga, pues entonces sleep. Ya no tienes excusa.
Creo.
To catch up on sleep, probably. Some questions are repeated in this one, which is probably on purpose.
Quiera dormir sin despertador.
No, no. Eso es no. That's to sleep in. One thing is to sleep in, but if you, the contrary of to sleep in is to get up early. So if you get up early for about 5 or 6 days, you end up being very tired. So what you need to do the following day is to catch up on sleep. Es ponerte al día con el sueño, pues dormir de más.
Recuperarlo.
Recuperar el sueño.
Pero es con cualquier cosa, ¿no?
Yeah.
Catch up on something.
Yeah. If it makes sense. You wouldn't say recuperar el pan, catch up on bread. You wouldn't say that, ¿sí? Would you?
Bueno, si llevas una semana sin comer.
Then you would say I have to catch up on my diet. All right, so what am I going to answer, going back to the question?
You're going to answer if you could catch up on sleep, that's waking.
Very good. So what will I answer?
You will answer if you could catch up on sleep last week.
Last weekend. Yeah, because weeks, last I can't. No. Very good. No, I couldn't. I was not able to catch up on sleep last weekend.
Were you dusting?
I was not dusting. Okay. I was not dusting. I was not cleaning, in fact. All right, Lydia, tell Pedro to do lunges.
Do lunges.
Lunges?
Yes, very good. Zancadas?
Zancadas.
Zancadas. Very good. What is he doing?
He's doing lunges.
Lunges. Yes, very good. Is he still doing lunges, Renata?
Yes, he's still doing lunges.
Very good. Cambia de pierna. has he finished doing lunges yet?
No, he hasn't finished doing lunges yet.
Very good. Now you can stop. You can sit back down, put your headphones back on. Are you still doing lunges? Can you talk or are you out of breath?
Yes, I think so. I'm not doing lunges anymore.
Very good. So has he finished doing lunges yet?
Yes. He has finished. She has finished do lunges.
Yet still already or anymore? Because there was none in that sentence. Has he finished doing lunges yet? Yes.
Yes. He has stopped.
Thank you, Pedro.
He has done.
Already.
He has already done.
Stopped.
He has already stopped to do lunges.
Doing
lunges.
Again.
He has already stopped.
Stopped
doing lunges.
Lunges. Very good. All lunges. Right. Do you wear socks every day, Renata?
Yes, I wear socks every day.
Short?
Yes.
I?
Yes, I do.
Very good. Did you wear socks yesterday?
Yes, I did.
Very good. Ask me how long I've been waking up at 6 a.m.
How long have you been?
You can't stop there. You have to continue. How long have you been waking up?
How long have you been waking up yesterday? No, at 6 a.m.
Again.
How long have you been waking up at 6 a.m.?
Very good. I've been waking up at 6 a.m. for about 2 years, but then I snooze for about 2 more hours. So how long has Rajoy been the president of Spain? That was a question written when he was still the president of Spain. Now he's not the president of Spain anymore. So I'm giving you away the answer. Jessica.
He was the president of Spain for 6 years.
Very good. So he's not?
He's not the president of Spain anymore.
Very good. Should we go out more frequently?
Yeah, we should.
Very good. Is going out more exciting than staying in?
Yes, it is.
Very good. What is to go out?
Salir de fiesta.
Salir de fiesta, not salir de casa. Salir de fiesta. And to stay in?
Quedarse
en casa. Very good. How many times did you buy water last month?
I bought water 3 times last month.
And so far this month?
I've bought uh-huh. Twice.
I've bought water twice
so far this month.
Very good. Pedro, how many times did you buy water last month?
I bought water No, I haven't bought water last month.
I didn't?
I didn't. Yes. I didn't buy water last month.
Month. why else would I ask you the same question?
I was thinking, what? Maybe I wasn't concentrated attention. And she realized. But
no. So, and so far this month, now you have the chance to say it right. So far this month.
Thank you. I haven't bought water so far this month.
All right, perfect, very good. What is Josie to Susan if Susan is Josie's mother?
Josie is Susan's daughter.
Very good. How long does a packet of biscuits last in your house?
It lasts 1 month.
Very good. Has there ever been a lizard in your house?
No, it hasn't.
Has there ever been?
No, there hasn't.
Very good. Has there ever been a unicorn in your dreams?
Yes, there has.
Very good. When was the last time you saw a magician?
The last time I saw a magician?
Magician
mm-hmm. was last month.
Last what?
Last month.
Last month. Very good. Pedro, when was the last time you saw a magician?
The last time I saw a magician was last weekend.
All right. Okay. Good.
Last month.
Very good. Did you want to be a trapeze artist when you were a child?
No, I didn't.
All right. Very good. How often do you get impressed by magic tricks?
I hardly ever get impressed by magic tricks.
Again.
I hardly ever get impressed mm-hmm. by magic tricks.
Very good. Are you going to prepare a magic trick this evening, Pedro?
No, I won't.
Are you going to prepare a magic trick this evening?
No, I'm not. No,
very good. Do you have a vivid imagination?
Yes. Sometimes I do.
Very good. Oh my God. Why is 6 afraid of 7?
That's very old.
Because 7, 8, oh, how was he? Yeah. No? We got 6, 7, 8. We got 7, 8, oh. How was he, no?
Keep counting. Because 7?
We got 7, 8, 9.
Yes! Very good.
We got 7, 8, 9.
Very good. Where is the water? Glass and bottle.
Some is in the water, in the bottle, and some other is...
Some. Without other.
Okay. Some is in the bottle and some is in the
glass and bottle.
Okay. Some is in the glass and some is in the bottle.
All right. Very good. All right. We're going to take a look at accounts, at bank accounts. We're going to take a look at block number 5. You have it here. You guys have it in your English O'Clock book. You can find block number 5 on page number 35. It's pretty simple numbers. Because it only goes until pues 15 o 16 mil, doesn't go further. And it's always with pounds. It's always with pounds, okay? So what I want you to work on specifically is the fluency and the correct pronunciation of the numbers, okay? So how much money is there in account number 177? Lydia.
In the account number...
At the end. In account number 177 at the end. You start with there is.
There is 13,455 pounds.
Okay. Repeat and put pounds closer to the last 5.
Okay. There is 13,455 pounds in the... 177
in account number?
In account number 177.
All right, Pedro.
Why there is?
Because we're talking about money. Mm. We're not saying how many euros, we're saying how much money. And money is as the idea of money is uncountable, we don't say there are. Okay, even though we're saying there's 13,455 pounds, but we're referring to money in general, not to the unity. Okay, that's how we say it.
And the second question is, why didn't say the account number if we are identifying...
You can say both.
Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I have a lot of problems
with the articles. You can say both. You can see in the account number,
okay.
Or you can say in account number because the specific account is 175, 177. So an account number 77 doesn't really need an article. You can, however, say it if you want. Jessica, how much money is there in account number 98?
There is £17,490 in account number.
Account.
In account number 98.
All right, very good. How much money is there in account number 87? Kutsi.
I knew that.
Ah, of course you did.
There is £19,199 in account number 87.
No. £19,999.
Okay. There is £19,999 in
account. Demasiada pausa, again. Start again from the beginning.
There is 99,000.
There is 19,000.
19,999. There is £19,999 in account number 87.
In account number 87. Very good. We're going to pick it back up right at the where we left off with Kuchi, so Kuchi gets to repeat, she gets to practice. We'll be right back after the break, so don't you go anywhere.
You're listening to the Right Radio.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
Every company needs a very special plan to develop the human resources, the important people for the future. If some of these important people don't speak English well yet, there's an important deficiency, and we at Vaughn Systems are here to solve it. And we know how to provide solutions. Advanced Systems.
Deje de engañarse. Llámenos y concierte una cita con nosotros. Encontraremos la solución que necesita su empresa. 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Conoce todas las opciones de formación disponibles llamando al 91-133-5833 o en tu delegación más próxima en grupobaugan.com. Baugan, en tu empresa.
Baugan y Disney presentan
Disney English Baugan.
La magia de Disney en sus clases de inglés.
Ahora en Baugan tus peques pueden aprender inglés con sus personajes favoritos Disney en un entorno creativo y lleno de diversión y aventura.
Historias interactivas, canciones, juegos y mucho más.
Con Disney English Baugan aprenderán inglés sin darse cuenta de la mano de los mejores profesores.
Con Disney English y Baugan llegarán hasta el infinito y más allá.
Disney English Baugan está disponible en varias ciudades de España.
Para niños y niñas de 4 a 9 años.
Búscalo en grupobaugan.com y apúntalos ya.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
Vuelve el seminario que tanto éxito está teniendo sobre emprendimiento y liderazgo, con dos líderes, Richard Vaughan y Javier Fernández Aguado. Y esta vez, Richard Vaughan lo impartirá en inglés. No faltes a esta nueva convocatoria, jueves 24 de octubre, de 16:30 a 20:30 horas, en la sede central de Vaughan, en la calle Orense 69, primera planta. Entra ahora en grupovaughan.com/seminario.
Entre 4 y 9 años, les esperamos en todos los centros Vaughan de España.
Si lo que quieres es resolver el inglés y no solo dar clases año tras año, llama a Vaughan. Somos los únicos que te diremos la verdad, te marcaremos el camino.
Ven a conocer el método Vaughan. Invertimos todo nuestro esfuerzo en encontrar y formar a los mejores docentes. ¿Qué es el inglés para tus hijos?
A los míos les encanta. Lo ven como un juego, una forma de comunicarse con sus amigos.
Pues el mío mayor se le da fatal. Mira que me pongo con él y nada. Si es que no le entran, los idiomas no son lo suyo.
La forma en la que les enseñan de pequeños les marcará toda la vida en su relación con el idioma.
Por eso, en nuestro Club Junior somos muy conscientes de eso. Por eso, con nosotros, las niñas y los niños aprenden divirtiéndose. Adquieren el idioma de forma natural. Reciben una atención mucho más personalizada que la del colegio. Y en definitiva, acaban adorando el inglés. En el Club Junior de Vaughan damos clases en grupos reducidos desde los 4 hasta los 17 años. Si realmente te importa el inglés de tus hijos, solicita más información sobre el Club Junior en grupovaughan.com. Estás escuchando English O'Clock con Junior.
The second half of English O'Clock. We welcome Lydia back. She went to the bathroom, but she's back just in time.
Just in time.
Just in time for the show. All right. I said we're going to pick it back up where we left off. Lo vamos a recoger donde lo dejamos. With Cuchi, how much money is there in account number 87? Before you freak out and give me a nervous answer, the number 9 starts and finishes with an N. Nine. Just like Angela Merkel would say. Nine. That's it. That's all you have to know. Okay. All right. As long as you pronounce that final N, you're safe. Off you go.
There is 19. Sorry.
It's fine. We still love you. Love you.
There is 19,999 pounds in account number 87.
Very good. All right. Very good. How much money is there in account number 65? Renata.
There is 18,767 pounds in account 65.
In account number 65. Very good. How much money is there in account number 45? Lydia.
There is 16,005. There is 16,535.
Demasiada pausa. Start again.
There is 16,535 pounds in account number 45.
Very good. Very good. How much money is there in account number 44, Pedro?
There is 11,111.
Demasiada pausa. Start again.
There is 11,111 pounds in bank account.
In account number?
In account number 44.
Are you happy with your performance?
No.
Neither do we.
Neither are we.
Are we?
Bueno. Start again.
There's 11,111 pounds in account number 44.
Very good. How much money is there in account number 31, Cuchi?
There is 15,050 pounds in account number 31.
No. Hasta luego, ¿no? Venga.
All right. There is 15,050.
Stop. Dilo en español.
15,000.
Right? Sigue.
500.
500.
500.
All right. And then?
And 50.
All right. Very good.
There is 15,550 pounds in account number 31.
Very good. Jessica, how much money is there in account number 13?
There is 16,666 pounds in account number 13.
Very good. Account.
Account.
You're saying account.
Okay.
I need you to stress that ow sound
ow.
More.
Okay.
Just because if you say it differently, then you're saying one of the worst words of the English language. which I am not going to say.
Which one?
I won't tell you. I won't tell you. And you can say it in here because it's a terrible word and a lot of people get offended when they hear it. So I need you to pronounce it ow sound. Okay, it's just like when you pronounce breakfast incorrectly, you say you're saying something really weird. Or when you pronounce beach incorrectly, you're saying something really weird. Or if you pronounce sheet or sit incorrectly, you're saying something really weird. The same thing happens with account. Okay, so give me the sentence again, focusing on how you say account.
Yes. There is 16,666 pounds in account number 13.
Yes. Con que digas account, me vale. Lydia, how much money is there in account number 37?
There is 100.
No.
Oh, sorry. There is 1,906 pounds in account number 37.
All right. Very good. And Renata, how much money is there in account number 95?
There is 18,664 pounds in account number 95.
95. Very good. Okay. Now, these wonderful people in here had, you can keep this if you want. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Now, these wonderful people in here, after yesterday's not question mix, but mastering the interrogative, Jessica said, I finally understand when it's the same sentence and you stress two different words. So obviously, I got up during the break, I explained it to them on the whiteboard, and I hope you got it now. So we're going to take a very brief look at mastering the interrogative, block number 12, but we're going to skip the first five questions, and we're going to go to from 6 to 15 because that's what focuses on names. Okay? See if you understand. For you guys out there, if I stress the first name, that's the subject, which you have to substitute with who. And then you just continue the sentence and you just turn it into a question. Okay? If I stress the second name, it means de quién. All right? I'm asking, de quién es hermana esa persona? So you have to ask whose. And whose is not who is, it's whose, W-H-O-S-E. De quién, frente a who, quién, or who is, contraído, whose, quién es. Okay, so don't get confused there. All right, so Jack, stressing the first name here, Jack is Bob's grandfather.
Who is Bob's grandfather?
Who is Bob's grandfather? See, you take Jack away, you substitute with who, and you continue the same sentence. Who is Bob's grandfather? Jack. Jack is Bob's grandfather. Very good. Same for Kutsi. Jack is Bob's grandfather.
Whose grandfather is Bob?
Very good. You substitute Bob's by whose, and then you just continue. Bob's. Whose grandfather is Jack? Very good. Paco is Lola's husband.
Who is Lola's husband?
Very good. Paco is Lola's husband. Paco is Lola's husband.
Whose husband is Lola?
No.
Whose husband is Paco?
Whose husband is Paco? Very good. Alex is Pedro's uncle. Alex is Pedro's uncle. Renata.
Who's Pedro's?
Uh-uh. You substituted Pedro's with whose. Alex is Pedro's uncle. So whose
uncle Alex is?
Whose uncle is?
Whose uncle is Alex?
Very good. Very good. Alex is Pedro's uncle.
Who is Pedro's uncle?
Very good. Paula is Anna's niece. Paula is Anna's niece. Lydia.
Whose niece?
Yes.
Is Paula.
Very good. Whose niece is Paula? Very good. Paula is Anna's niece.
Who is Anna? Who is Anna's niece?
Yes, very good. And the last one for Pedro. David is Daniel's father.
Whose father is Daniel?
Mm-mm.
O el otro.
Del otro. David is okay. Daniel's father. David is Daniel's father.
Whose father is Daniel?
No.
Joder.
David lo ha dicho. Can we please blur it out?
Lejía.
Repetidito.
Say you're sorry. Apologize.
Sorry, everybody.
But like, this is the frustration I think a lot of you guys feel. So I hope you don't get upset with Pedro. Sí, sí, es que siempre empiezan las excusas por es que. All right, going back to the subject. David is Daniel's father.
Whose father is David?
Very good. Whose father is David? David is Daniel's father. Very good. And now David is Daniel's father.
Who is David's father? Who is Daniel's father?
Who is Daniel's father? Very good. All right.
Me has puesto los dos nombres muy parecidos.
Yeah. Primero es que los nombres son extranjeros y luego es que los nombres son muy parecidos. Pongo nombres españoles, pues no, ahora se parecen. All right. Let's take a look at vocabulary list number 28. We looked at it yesterday. Let's see how you do. Vivo.
Alive.
Very good. Talón de anuncios.
Bulletin board.
Very good. Bulletin board. Complicado.
Complicated.
Very good. Concesionario.
Eso lo hemos visto.
¿Cómo era?
Dime un truco que decíamos ayer.
Que lo sabíamos si nos lo hemos estudiado. Dealer.
Yes, it's dealer. I'm gonna write down Lydia next.
Si es que lo hemos.
Sí, ya te creo.
Lo estudiamos,
sí,
te lo juro.
Sí, te creo. La muerte.
¿De qué?
No.
¿Ves? Pero lo estudié.
It's Pedro's turn.
The death.
No, it's not the death. The death.
The death.
It's not the death.
Death?
Yes.
But.
Yes, la muerte es death.
Ah.
Okay. Death is coming for me. Oh, espero que no. Pero en España es la muerte, but in England it's death without the article. Borracho o bebido?
Drunk.
Very good. Eso sí que nos lo sabemos, ¿no?
Un día sí. La de go out.
Un día sí y otro no.
One in another day.
No, Cuchi.
Every other day.
Yes.
Lo que me sé, no me lo preguntas, Julia.
Sorry. Why do I do that? All right. Culpa.
Guilt.
Yes.
Fault.
And fault. Very good. Previsión.
Forecast.
Forecast. Very good. Punto final.
Full stop.
Very good. Fondos.
Funds.
Very good. Invitado o huésped.
Yes.
Again?
Guess. Guess es la marca de bolsos.
Sí, o adivinar también.
Guest.
Yes, final T, please. Guest. Very good. Impresión. Jessica.
Impression.
Very good. Incompatible.
Incompatible.
Very good. All right. I'm crossing out your name. pendiente.
Pending.
Very good. Salado.
Salty.
Yes. Seriamente.
Seriously,
very good. A corto plazo.
Short term.
Very good. Espontáneo.
Spontaneous.
Spontaneous. Very good. Paso a paso.
Step by step.
Again?
Step by step.
Step by step, no. Step by step.
Step by step.
Very good. Step by step. I know it's difficult for you guys to say step by step instead of step by step. And then you say step by step. No. Step by step. Very good. Blanco objetivo.
Target.
Very good. Estar metido en un lío.
To be in trouble.
Very good. Modificar.
To modify.
Very good. Papelera.
Waste basket.
Excellent. And juventud, Pedro.
Youth.
Very good. Going back. Tablón de anuncios.
Bulletin board.
All right. I scrapped your name. Concesionario.
Dealer.
Very good. I scrapped your name. Un día sí, otro no.
Every other day.
Very good. And invitado o huésped.
Guest.
Very good. And juventud.
Yes.
All right. Good. We know it all. All right. We're going to take a look at a drill that we have seen before a long time ago. It's drill number 100, and we're going to take a look at sentences 51 to 60, in which I'm going to ask you what I'm doing, if I'm doing one thing or if I'm doing another thing. And you're going to give me the answer saying, ¿estás haciendo las dos cosas o no estás haciendo ninguna de las cosas? So, Cuchi, am I wearing a purple tie or orange shoes?
You are what?
Am I wearing a purple tie or orange shoes?
You are wearing... No, you are not doing either.
Am I wearing a purple tie or am I wearing...
I'm wearing.
Uh-huh.
You are not wearing either.
I'm not wearing either. Very good. If the actions is the same for both things that I'm doing or not doing, you have to stick to the verb, okay? Am I married or am I single? Am I married or am I single?
You are married.
Married. Very merit. Good. All right. Am I opening or am I closing the door?
You're doing either.
You're not?
You're not doing either.
You're not doing either. Here, the verb doesn't coincide. We're not saying, am I opening the door? Am I opening the window? We're saying, am I opening the door? Am I closing the door? Two actions and that don't coincide. In this case, we use doing. You're not doing either. Am I painting a picture? Am I painting my nails? Am I painting a picture or am I painting my nails?
You aren't doing either.
Am I painting my picture or am I painting my nails? The action coincides. You're not?
Oof.
Oof. ¿Estás pintando una pared o estás pintando una casa? No estás pintando nada.
You aren't painting anything.
You're not painting either.
Either. Okay.
Very good. Am I cooking or baking?
You are not doing either.
Very good. Am I picking up the keys or looking for the remote control?
You're not doing either.
Very good. Am I playing basketball or am I playing football?
You're not playing either.
Very good. Am I playing chess or backgammon?
You aren't playing neither. Either.
Very good. Am I playing the bagpipes or am I playing the trumpet?
You're not playing either.
Very good. Am I wearing a ring on my right index finger or am I wearing a ring on my right middle finger? Now this is tricky. Am I wearing a ring on my right index finger or am I wearing a ring on my right middle finger?
You're not wearing either.
You're not wearing it?
A ring.
You're not wearing a ring?
You're not wearing a ring on your hand.
On either.
On yes. Either. Okay.
Very good. The important thing is the on. Am I wearing it on one finger or am I wearing it on the other? Right. You're not wearing it on either. Okay, good. I'm happy with this. Drill 153. Yes, 153. Super simple. I'm going to give you 10 sentences, specifically sentences 61 to 70. You're going to have to change the wanted part to the was going to part. Quería hacer algo. Iba a hacer algo. Okay, so Kevin wanted to have one drink, but then he stayed out until 3 a.m. Gucci.
Who was?
Kevin.
Kevin was going to the laundry. I
You didn't pay attention.
Yes,
it's okay. I still love you.
I did.
But you didn't understand. Okay, it's fine. Kevin wanted to have one drink, not laundry, okay. But then he stayed out until 3 a.m.
He was going to have one drink, mm-hmm. But then he went out.
He stayed out?
He stayed out.
Until?
Until 3 o'clock.
Until 3 a.m. Mejor a.m. que o'clock porque... Very good. Alex wanted to go to work, but then he got sick.
Alex was going to go to work, but she...
But then?
But then she he? Got sick.
He. Or he. But he. Then he got sick.
Yes?
Yeah.
What?
You said she.
Okay. But then he got sick.
Very good. Carmen wanted to finish a project, but then her son got sick.
He was going to finish...
Carmen.
Carmen was going to finish a project, but then her son got sick.
Very good. I wanted to pick up the phone, but then I couldn't find it.
You were going to pick up the phone, but then you you couldn't find it.
Very good. How do you say teléfono?
Telephone.
Without the tele?
Phone.
Phone. Phone. Not fun.
Phone.
Very good. An extra long one for Lydia. They wanted to drink 2 liters of water a day, but then they drank only half.
They were going to drink 2 liters of water a day, but then he...
They?
They... Sorry. But then they drank...
Only drank?
They only drank one...
Half, yeah, one. Very good. Jim wanted to wash the dishes, but then he had to clear the table first.
Jim? Jim was going to...
Wash the dishes.
Okay, Jim was going to wash the dishes,
mm-hmm.
But then she...
He? Again, Jim wanted to wash the dishes. Pero luego se dio cuenta que tiene que recoger los platos primero en la mesa. But then he had to clear the table first.
Jim was going to clean the dishes.
Wash the dishes.
To wash the dishes. Mm-hmm. But then he realized, or he had to
clear
the table first.
Very good. All right. Well, very good. Good. I wanted to take a holiday, but I had to work. No, it was very good.
You were going to have a holiday.
You were going to take a holiday.
You were going to take a holiday, but then you had to work.
Very good. Jimena wanted to cancel the show, but then she did it.
Jimena was going to the show.
Cancel the show.
To cancel the show, but then she couldn't. She didn't.
But then she did it.
She did it.
She did it. Very good. Peter wanted to light a cigarette, but then he decided to stop smoking.
Peter was going to light a cigarette, but then he decided to quit smoking.
Yeah, to quit or to stop smoking. Very good. And the last one for Eeny, Meeny, Miney, Moe, Catch a Tiger by the Toe. Jessica. Tim wanted to study law, but then he studied medicine.
He was going to study law, but then he studied medicine.
Very good. This is homework for Monday. We're going to do the exact same exercise. I want you to look at the sentences. I want you to understand them. And we're going to do this drill again on Monday. All right. Translation booklet number 4. We're on list number 7, and we're going to take a look at it right now. It goes like this. ¿Con quién tienes que hablar? Cuchi, ¿con quién tienes que hablar?
Who do you have to talk to?
Who do you have to talk to? Very good. Me dijeron que tenía que venir aquí.
They told me I had to come here. I had to come here. I had to come here.
I had to come here. Very good. No fue culpa mía.
It wasn't my fault.
Very good. Nadie sabía qué iba a ocurrir.
Nobody knew.
Sorry, I'm going to repeat because I think I said it wrong. Nadie sabía qué iba a ocurrir.
Nobody knew what.
Not what. Nadie sabía qué iba a ocurrir eso. Not nadie sabía qué iba a ocurrir.
Okay. Nobody knew it. Was going to happen.
Very good. All right. ¿Quieres decir que fue una sorpresa?
Do you mean it was a surprise?
Very good. No lo considero importante.
I don't consider it important.
Very good. Hay cosas más importantes en la vida.
There are more important things in the life.
In life.
In life.
Very good. Very good. ¿Le consideras un amigo?
Do you consider
a él?
Him? A friend.
Very good. ¿Qué más puedo hacer?
What else can I do?
Very good. Hago todo lo que puedo.
I do all I can.
Not all. I do
everything I can.
I do everything I can. Very good. Eso no es suficiente.
That's not enough.
Very good. Nadie quiere discutir con él. Nadie quería discutir con él.
Nobody wanted to argue with him.
Very good. Fue un hombre más difícil que conocido. Que he conocido nunca. Fue el hombre más difícil que he conocido nunca.
He was the most... No, he was...
Yes.
Yes, he was the most difficult man I never knew. I've ever met.
Yes, again.
He was the most difficult man I've ever met.
All right, very good. Fueron los primeros en hacerlo.
They were first doing it.
No. They were the first ones.
Okay. They were the first ones doing it.
To do it. They were the first ones to do it. Perdí el control del coche.
I lost the control of the car. I lost control of the car.
Very good. Vendimos todo lo que produjimos.
We sold everything we manufacture.
We produced. Yeah, manufactured, you can say that produced better. Ya no vendemos nada.
We don't sell anything anymore.
Very good, excellent. La llevé a ver a mi tía.
I took her to see my aunt.
My aunt, very good. Llovía cuando nos fuimos.
It was raining when we left.
Very good. El coche no arrancó.
The car... I didn't.
Arrancar el coche is to start a car.
Okay. The car didn't start.
Very good. The car didn't start. Conseguimos un taxi. No, cogimos un taxi.
We caught a taxi.
We caught a cab or we caught a taxi. Very good. El conductor del taxi era una mujer.
The taxi driver was a woman.
Very good. ¿Era educada?
Was she polite? Was she polite?
Was she polite? Very good. La mayoría de los taxistas son educados.
Most of...
No. Most?
Most?
No.
Of... No.
No.
Most taxi drivers are polite.
Yes.
Okay.
Most people...
Okay.
Most horses are tall. Most elephants are gray. Most tigers are black and...
But when you talk about a specific group that you have referred before, can you say most of the whatever?
Most of them like it. Yes.
Okay.
But then you have to say most of the group...
Okay.
Most of the taxi drivers that okay. exist
okay.
are, yes. But if you're saying la mayoría,
okay.
then yes. Dudo que eso sea verdad.
I doubt that's true.
All right. Very good. Very good. Let's take a final look at our Twitter question. We are, well, I wanted to, I said, I won't go to the cinema tonight. Pedro, I won't go to the cinema tonight. And you?
Neither won't I.
No.
Neither I won't.
No.
Ay, ¿por qué no?
¿Por qué no?
Ah, okay. Neither will I.
Neither will I or...
Me neither.
That's it. Neither will I or me neither. Very good. Deriva says neither will I. Perfect. Jerónimo says me neither or neither won't I nor. Neither will I. Neither will I. All right. I know what to practice then. All right. Thanks, guys, for listening. Thanks, guys, for being here with me.
Thank
Have
you.
A fantastic afternoon and we'll see you tomorrow. Same time, same place. Bye-bye.
To Vaughn Radio.
Vamos a eliminar en una sola semana años de miedo escénico, años del sentido del ridículo, años de barreras psicológicas, en un lugar donde escuchará y hablará solo en inglés, haciéndole hablar y oír 50.000 frases en inglés, con gente de lo más variopinta, gente voluntaria que cruza océanos para obligarle a hablar y a escuchar solo en inglés, gente que quiere conocer España a través de un grupo como tú, deseosos de mejorar su inglés, porque una estancia en Vaughan Town equivale